Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of And I Guess That's Why They Baja the Blast. That's courtesy of Brian Jeffries, super producer. I'm Jack, that's Miles.
They call it the blues?
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Who's that?
Elton John, bro. Okay. Who's about to embark on his farewell tour, which prompted my wife to say, he's alive? She's very surprised that John's alive. I was like, what?
I wonder if for some people,
you will
people,
know
really
when Elton John passes
dead.
Away in this household. That will be an important day for me.
Because really. He's going to be playing Daniel on loop.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, I'm Jack. You're Miles. Mm-hmm. Here's some things that are trending today. Heat wave is trending because there's a heat wave up in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like a minor heat wave where we are, but it's not like an unprecedented historic heat wave at this time in the Pacific Southwest. Portland, Seattle, Vancouver are all hitting like once in a millennial highs right now.
Hell yeah. That's what they used to call me, once in a millennial high. it's bad. I mean, like, in again, another moment where we're watching the earth move at a pace that our infrastructure isn't, you know, ready to deal with. There's the amount of AC that is being used is causing problems, on top of the fact that a lot of people don't have air conditioning up there because it's so temperate that it's usually not a thing where it's like, I don't know, heat, yeah, for the cold, but like air conditioning, no. Right. Yeah, and it's, you know, a lot of the things that you hear, like from, like, you know, cable lines starting to melt, or like, you know, the roads.
Yeah, roads buckling. Portland pools had to close down, I think, because so many people were hitting them up. And also, if you've ever been to a public pool, man, that concrete can get pretty hot. Just leave the bottom of your feet out there.
It was also fun. I was listening to like NPR or something this morning, and they were talking about it, and like this, like we have the most fucked up way of talking about these stories where it's like the earth is fucking killing us because we don't respect it. Where mm-hmm. they're like, yeah, there's like this heat dome just parked over the Northwest. And they're like, oh, well, who put it there? And like they bantered on that for a second. I'm like, y'all, this is so fucked up. Just cut. And then they're like, no, but seriously, I mean, this is part of climate change and things like that. And I'd imagine if you're living in somewhere like this, you have like older family or just in the heat yourself, not being able to cool off. The like, I mean, again, this is how we're just watching this like slow motion death spiral go down and kind of throwing our hands up, not knowing what else to say.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm just hoping that they can take a moment of solace from my heat wave sung headline that I did up top, because that was tasteful.
Oh, yeah.
Appropriate to the situation. Absolutely. NPR just has anytime they're laughing at each other, I feel like the joke that they're laughing at was designed to like take a little bit of my soul away from me.
Oh, yeah.
The comedy on NPR, and there's some shows on other networks that people have told us to check out that is similar. It's like anti-comedy.
Right.
But not like good anti-comedy. It's like not like Tim Heidecker genius anti-comedy, like anti-comedy, like I don't know.
This ain't comedy. Man, this is anti-comedy. This is giving me the opposite feeling.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, you know, shout out to the Zeit Gang and everybody in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah, we hope y'all are hanging in there. But yeah. This is, fuck, man. Hopefully something changes at some point.
I mean, you were talking about that like Adam McKay film, right? About how like, just like the metaphor of like, what if you told everybody the world was ending
and nobody gave a shit?
Yeah, and you're like, and I don't, yeah, it's like this one weird thing that we don't, even the media doesn't want to put too much time on. It's like, well, we don't want to bum people out. Like if we are dying in slow motion, it's like, well, hold on. I don't think it's just about just throwing our hands up if things can be done. But
it's not one weird thing. It's a lot of things. It's that, apartment building. It's that, landslide. It's that there was that high rise tower that like caught on fire that was perfectly predictable, and it's just like there's not the incentive and motivation, and like the human brain just isn't designed to take the future seriously. It seems
everyone, I feel like our world is being run by like 19-year-old dudes.
Yeah.
Who just like, they're like, I don't know what the future, dude, don't bum me out by making me think about like what this means for my long-term future. Like, well, no, that's part, fuck, we're fucked.
But so much of like financial shit is just, you know, like the really rich people, all they do is like are able to think about the future, not really think about it, but just like know that that's the trick is to, that their brain is tricking them into only caring about what's in front of them. Right Wing Watch is trending because this is a site that we talk about a lot. We've had some of the people from Right Wing Watch on, and YouTube has permanently suspended the channel for.
They're for monitoring extremism and misinformation for like with videos that are on your platform, but a lot of it was just because they were being really rigid about like copyright claims, you know, and it's like, well, you know, I got two strikes now. It's like, well, hold on. I'm pretty sure publicly YouTube has acknowledged that there is a misinformation problem, or maybe not saying that they admit it's a problem. They're saying they're dealing with misinformation, yet there are groups who are essentially doing the work you should be doing and knowing what's happening on your own platform. And now the punishment is this bizarre, like copyright infringement shit. And you know,
presumably it's like when Scientology like conducts a campaign to get anybody who criticizes Scientology like to feel like they're under attack. I'm sure YouTube was getting bombarded by like a handful of people just, you know, who hated Right Wing Watch because it was what they, it was describing accurately the bullshit that they get up to.
Right.
But YouTube needs to be better than that, obviously, especially when they are basically an algorithm for turning people into Nazis.
Hey. Right. And maybe they're like, they're hurting our bottom line. They're bringing too much awareness to the extremism that's happening on the platform. Yeah. But Right Wing Watch definitely lives on Vimeo. So a lot of they've moved a lot of this stuff to Vimeo because I think,
I mean,
Vimeo
also like kid, what better. Is there anything we should research and find and describe on a future episode what people can do? Because that's just like that.
I mean, they've appealed it. The appeal didn't go down. So I'm not sure. I mean, I think this is just, again, showing that like four people can fuck everything up on the planet.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do because private business. So
the McCloskeys and better right wing news, that couple that pulled guns on Black Lives Matter protesters as they were peacefully walking by their house. They recently marked the 1 year anniversary of their 2 minutes of fame by having a like rally in a abandoned mall parking lot, and like tens of people showed up, and
that's good.
You know, hopefully they're fading into obscurity. I think they wore the outfits that they wore that day.
Get the fuck out of here. Y'all are grasping at the weirdest fucking straws to stay relevant, but
Yeah.
It's as if they're not really there about whatever their stated values are, more so to get the grift going, get your appearances and do whatever you got to do to become some conservative influencer.
Yeah. Silwan is trending, which is a occupied East Jerusalem neighborhood where nearly 130 Palestinian families are facing the destruction of their homes. The neighborhood is home to, I think, 1,500 people living in more than 100 buildings are under threat from this kind of action from the Israeli government. And this is apparently so that they can clear way for a religious theme park.
Yeah. And the reason really, really dark about this whole thing is that because of the laws that they're setting up, like the courts have said that the houses are illegal. So the option is for them to raise their own homes, just demolish their own homes. And if they don't, then the municipality would do it. And then they would be fined like thousands of dollars. Things are still continuing. They haven't stopped just because Joe Biden said, play nice. This is still an ongoing crisis. And yeah, it just seems like the actions are just becoming more and more aggressive. Not to say that this isn't the first time Palestinians have been made to raise their own homes, but it feels like, oh yeah, we can probably get away with whatever now. And as much as people were like, well, at least Netanyahu isn't the prime minister, it's like, well, their new leader was, you know, running a settler organization. So it's not like the idea of the, you know, occupied East Jerusalem is going to change, at least not in any time soon or quickly.
The Israeli government believes King David had a garden in biblical times on this location. So it's funny how inconsistent the global right is in giving a shit about who originally lived on a land.
I'm sure you can... You'd have to start. Shall we apply that logic everywhere?
Yeah.
No, it's selective because I'm only here to support oppressor nations. Sorry.
Yes. Sorry. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back, and Mein Kampf is trending.
What a day.
What a time to be alive. Not for Rick. The worst possible reason that it's just like hit number one on Barnes & Noble, but not for the best reason either.
It hit number one on Barnes & Noble?
No, I was saying not for, like, that's, at least it's not that it's like just trending because it's hot.
I believe
and
it.
People are reading it. Yeah, that was my first, fear,
but then people be like, "Oh, this is written all weird. I don't like it." It's trending because you know, we had two just intellectual powerhouses facing off on Fox and Friends. I believe is where a lot of like the cutting. I liken it to the French salons of centuries past, where the real intellectuals gathered to exchange ideas. But this one is where Brian Kilmeade and Dan Crenshaw, again, they're talking about critical race theory as it relates, because they get Dan Crenshaw, veteran, because then it's okay for him to speak ill of General Mark Milley. So it's okay if it's military on military hate to say, like, his takes were all wrong about, you know, like, critical race theory not being a bad thing. And this is where Brian Kilmeade just introduces the weirdest take in. Just, you know, listen for yourself.
Form with the same mission. It's very dangerous.
I thought General Milley totally missed the point last week. He says, "Well, I read Mao and I read Stalin." That's nothing to do with it. You know, we read Mein Kampf in school. No one thought we were Nazis. That was part of the curriculum. You find out about other things in other insurgency. We get it. That has nothing to do with what critical race theory is. And
now, on the words of it, when he says we read Mein Kampf, I can see that he's just saying, like, so what if you read it in the military? But it also sounds like I don't know. It's just so confusing, because at the end of the day, no matter what he's saying, it's not a realistic a criticism of critical race theory being taught anywhere on the planet.
Mm.
So cool.
So comparing Critical Race Theory to Mein Kampf? Is that basically?
I guess so. And then so Nazi's bad? Okay. Uh-huh. And Nazi's bad, why? Okay. Right. Can we find any parallels that we see there now? And don't say AOC. Well, I realize I don't know what any of this means. It's hard because I know saying Nazi's bad is a good thing, but then I've not actually been critical enough in my own self-analysis to see where the rest of the party is. But yeah, the fight continues over people not knowing what anything is.
It's wild. Like, people were saying that he was being taken seriously. Like, the names that are trotted out from, like, the Fox News stable as, like, well, this could be the next great, like, Republican politician. Tucker and, well, wasn't he one of them? Brian Kilmeade? It was like, yeah, somebody who probably. I remember when he was like a laughingstock on like local New York local news, and then he like made the leap, and like the thing he was known for was being dumb.
It was like his
persona.
The other thing is, in this video, if you watch Dan Crenshaw, when he says we read Mein Kampf, he kind of gulps. He's like, I don't know about I didn't.
Right.
Yeah. He's like, huh?
We read about Mein Kampf.
Yeah, it was written. That was a thing he wrote in prison. All right, whatever.
Cool. And then Nyjah Huston is trending as somebody whose name you might be hearing a lot about in the upcoming Olympics, even though he's a skateboarder. Apparently.
Uh-oh.
You're doing skateboarding in these Olympics.
What's going on? This world's upside down. What's going to be next? Freestyle walking?
Freestyle walking.
Yeah. I mean, it is. We got this summer, we can look forward to surfing, skateboarding, sport climbing, karate, and I guess baseball and softball are back now, because I think it was, they stopped doing it in like 2008. So look, Japan will do pretty
baseball
well.
Stopped?
Yeah.
Wow.
First time, reintroduced for the first time since back in 2008. So they're treating it like a new, a new event, obviously. It's new to us. But yeah, those
skateboarding,
are all sports Japan does
surfing,
well in.
Rock climbing, that just sounds like a normal weekend for me. That just sounds like me at a sick beach party, dude.
Dude, just being a Cali boy, dude. You know what I mean? Doing karate and stuff.
Doing karate, exactly.
Smoking doja at the dojo, you feel me? But yeah, these sports, Brazil and Australia are going to do well in surfing. Brazil and Australia are going to do well in skateboarding. So will Japan. Sport climbing, I don't know who is going to do well.
No
but
clue.
It says if you go on the betting odds, they say the U.S. and Japan are two countries to look out for. Karate, look, I'm not trying to do old stereotypes here, but we may have some favorites in that, along with people in Spain and Turkey as well. And
oh, really?
Baseball is just like the national, you know, that's our, we love baseball in Japan. We love baseballs. So.
Yeah, I mean, American baseball is, I feel like it's not like the dream team where you expect America to win in baseball, even though it's supposed to be an American sport. But Nyjah Huston is somebody who's like an American medal hopeful in the skateboarding world. I was watching a video of him, and I've watched plenty of like highlights of people skateboarding. He just like, there's a gracefulness to, I don't know, his body seems to move through the space-time continuum like differently than other people. It's just like very cool to watch. He also has like soft feet, like his feet like seem to like handle the board better than my hands would be able to handle a board just standing still.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see. And you were actually familiar with him before, right?
I mean, I think just passively being, you know, a California kid, dude, skating
like
is a huge thing.
Yeah.
Everyone knew like Nyjah was a big, when he was a kid, he was super popular. And when he had his trademark dreads and stuff, and now he's just tatted up. He's just a man now doing his shit.
Right.
It'll be cool to see how it all goes down, because there's going to be street and then like park style skating. So I'm loving what I'm seeing and see what we accomplish.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
All right.
Well, those are some of the things that are trending here on this Monday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.